All right. I want to. Is Audrey on the line?
No, she was going to come in at 11, but you want her to come on in or?
That's the best. Just to have her come on because I want to do two things today. The first is to get this script down, and the second is to start getting the organizational process started. Now, Will, you have to have when you're building. You ever built a house?
Unfortunately, yes, and I'm also renovating one now.
Okay, if you build on a bad foundation, not going to be pretty at the end. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
I was a trustee at the church, and we built a building, and we built it a lot. We built it stronger than it needed to be because we wanted to have the ability to put a second story on the building. So we overbuilt. What we're doing here, and you got to trust me on this, what we're building here is a foundation that will support a larger practice. We're overbuilding. You get the analogy?
Absolutely.
I want you to be proud of your practice. I want you to know you're doing things differently from what most of your competition is doing. I may have told this to you, but it bears repeating. I was working with a guy down in Morgan Stanley down in Florida, and he's almost crying when he came into Supernova. He said, I just want to be proud of my practice. I just want to be proud of my practice. He went through this. He gave it his all, and he was up 31% last year. So
yeah. So
it's there to do. You're in a great area of the country. I know that area. I coach a meaningful amount of people down in North Carolina. My kids went to school. Two of my kids went to school at Wake. I know that area. So it's there to do if you're doing something really well. I went to see my optometrist yesterday, and he is growing when all around him are Walmarts, all these places that do, you know, over-the-counter glass, you know, glasses in 30 minutes or whatever, and he's growing. And I said, Dax, how do you do that? He said, I offer a lot of value. He says, I know what I do. I do it well, and it just seems to work out. And he's just really good at what he does. He spends a lot of time with people. He doesn't rush you. He's organized. His people are organized. If you can translate that to what you're doing, and you can, then you're going to be very, very happy, and your time away from work is going to feel more peaceful than it does now. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, you know, everything you're saying is comforting, reassuring, and music to my ears, and it's kind of that I'm proud of my practice. And at first, I didn't really get kind of what, you know, you're talking about. You one time, I'll never forget it, you said, you know, what's your, what did you say, what's your brand
advantage
or something like that? What's your brand? And said, I have no idea. And you said, well, your brand is this. And so I'm beginning to understand why that is extremely valuable and why when I'm really adept at communicating this and doing it, I'll be like that Morgan Stanley guy in Florida, I think, who's now confident and proud of his practice. And I can see how when you go to centers of influence or clients, you know, that it really will be something attractive and something I can be confident in and proud of.
Even when you're talking, we're not there yet. You're going to start talking to your clients. You're going to start scheduling. Your schedule is going to begin after Labor Day. We've talked about that. So you've got, when you're talking to your clients, you're going to have everything set up that you're going to be telling your clients about. Now I've got to get out of here at 11:30.
Okay.
So I want to get started, and I want to
go ahead. I asked Audrey to come in, but I don't know what she's done. I emailed her, so.
We're going to start on the script. Got to get the script right. It all starts with the script. These are great conversations. People like it. I've told you the stories of clients bringing in more money, giving more referrals. It just, they love hearing it. You've got to, and never forget, and I've said this to you, your best clients are on somebody else's prospect list. You realize that?
Yeah.
So you've got to let them know some refinements you're making to your practice. So if they are being prospected, and I told you the story of a $5 million account that was out getting ready to go out the door in Louisville, and when the FA told him what he was going to be delivering, he didn't move the account. So this all works. The way you grow a business is you keep what you get, and then you go get more. Not very complicated. All right, so let's I want you just to relax. It's just you and it's just me. All right? The client's not here. And I want you to get this into the way you want to say it, your inflection. So let's start, and let's run through it quickly. I want you to be the client. I'll be the FA. You ready?
Yep.
Bill, on a regular basis, I've got Bill in the script. I'll say Will. Will, on a regular basis, I take a step back and look at my practice. I've been doing that over the last couple of weeks, and I've decided to make some refinements. You have a couple minutes for me to tell you about them.
Yes.
Terrific. I am instituting a service model. Here it is. It's a simple three-part thing. Number one, I'm going to offer monthly scheduled contact. Of those 12 contacts, four will be quarterly reviews, and two of the four will be in person. Secondly, I'll continue to offer rapid response to any questions, problems, inquiries you might have with a 24-hour resolution standard. And then finally, every client will receive a multi-generational and fully implemented financial plan. In order to be able to implement this service model, I've done a couple of other things. I've instituted a minimum of $500,000 for new business. I'm doing this because I have to. I can never let the growth of my practice be compromise the service I'm giving to my existing clients. Secondly, I always want to have room in my practice for people who fit my ideal client model. That's it. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, 12 times a year, that sounds like a lot.
It does. I understand that. It's a little different. What I have found is that the number one driver of client satisfaction is proactive FA contact. It's just so important to have good communication. Now, again, this will be four of these 12, four will be quarterly reviews. The other ones will be about topics that are valuable things to discuss that are important at that point in time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess.
Give me the objection that I don't think I need monthly contact.
Well, yeah, I don't think we need to talk to you that much, Will.
Well, I understand it's different. Here's what I'd add. I think this is important.
I don't think we have enough to talk about.
Well, I think we do. You're the client. What I would ask you to do is to try this for 3 months, and if it still feels like too much, I will dial it back. I want you to say, no, I just don't want, you know, give me the objection again.
Well, actually, you did a brilliant job of doing that. And the reason I'm messing with you like this is because I actually tried it this weekend, and that's what I got from the wife. And I mean, she wasn't as aggressive as I was. She said, that's too much. And I said, well, you know, actually, you did a better job than I did, but I said, well, Let's try it.
Be a little more, not aggressive, but be a little more firm. I think if clients know something's important to an advisor, they'll usually do it, not always. So you say, I understand this is different. Could you try it for 3 months? And if it still feels like too much, we'll dial it back.
No, that's great.
Okay, I'll give it, okay. If you think it's important, I'll do that. Now, it's incumbent upon you, Will, after 3 months, to go back and probe for to see if they want to continue on with the monthlies, okay? But let me finish. What if they say, Will, I hear you, but I just don't want to have monthly contact. And your response, again, this gets to putting things in your how you talk. I didn't get to this stage in my career by not listening to my clients. If you do not want monthly contact, you're the client, that's the way we'll have it. Do you mind if we schedule the quarterly reviews? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a client, I have never had an advisor tell me, maybe it's happened and they just haven't told me, but I've never had a client, an advisor tell me that the client wouldn't schedule the monthly contact. I mean, the quarterly reviews. And then here's what they might say, Will. Well, you know, if I schedule those, then something, you know, what if something happens? I understand. I understand that. That can happen. Probably will happen. But let's get them on the calendar so they'll at least be there. And if you have a conflict, then we can deal with it. But I think it's really important to get your quarterly reviews on the calendar. You get it?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to back up a second. When I said I might have said something like, I don't think there's enough to talk about to talk to you 12 times a year. You said something good, and I didn't quite note what you said. Do you remember?
Well,
you said something like there is a fair amount to talk about or something like that.
Answer is, I think there is. In the environment that we're in with the volatility, as we would implement a financial plan, whatever, I think there is always something to do to talk about on a monthly basis. Again, I think it's important. You're the client. I'd like you to try it for 3 months. And if it still feels like too much, we'll dial it back. Will, I just don't want to do it. I didn't get to this stage in my career by not listening to my clients. Could we go ahead and get the quarterly reviews on the calendar? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's what I told you. I asked you in our first meeting, what was your competitive advantage? I think that's the question I asked you.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, so here is the practice you're headed toward, Will. You gotta believe. Rob Knapp talks about there are three stages of belief. He said the first step is curiosity, the second is interest, the third is understanding, the fifth is belief, and then adoption. You gotta believe that this will make a difference in your practice. You're doing a little over four, right?
Sadly, let's say it was, I don't know, it might be 350, so it's pretty.
It doesn't matter. What's harder, to go from zero to 350 or from 350 to seven?
Maybe the first one.
Absolutely, because there are a lot of people, you've seen a lot of people come and go in this business, Will.
Yeah.
So the first million is harder than the second million. The first 350 is harder than the second 350. So you've got to believe that if this will work. That's what gives me the confidence to say this and have some energy is I know it works. I see it work all the time. All right. So let's do this quickly. I want to save the last 15 minutes for the folders. Let's do this. I'm the client. Go.
Rob, on a regular basis, I take a step back and look at my practice. So I've been doing that over the last several weeks, and I've decided to make some refinements. You have a second for me to tell you about this?
I'd love to hear them. What's going on?
Okay, I've decided I'm going to offer 12 scheduled monthly contacts. Four of those would be quarterly reviews, and I want to do two of the quarterly reviews in person.
I am doing. When you talk in the future, it doesn't have the same power as talking in the present. I want to back up a little bit. Here's the transitions phrase. After they say, you know, you probe for, you have a few minutes for me to tell you about them, and they say yes, you say, I'm instituting a different service model. Okay, I'm instituting a different service model, and then you go into the three. So okay, let's go through. What are the three parts of the service model? Go.
I'm going to offer monthly scheduled contact. Four of those contacts will be quarterly reviews, two of them in person. Secondly, I'm going to continue to offer rapid response to any issues, questions, concerns that come up with a 24-hour resolution standard. Finally, everybody, every client is going to receive a multi-generational, fully implemented financial plan. So should I don't ask them if they got any questions yet?
Not yet. Keep going.
Okay. In order to be able to do this, I have to limit the number of clients I have in my practice. So I'm instituting a minimum of $500,000 for any new clients, new business. I'm going to do this for two reasons. I have to control the number of clients I have in my practice because I can't ever let the growth of my practice compromise the service I give to my clients. Second, I always want to maintain some room for new clients. So
who fit well in my
practice. So that's a good point. I mean, that's a big point to mention. Okay, so Rob, do you have any questions about this?
I like it, Will. You know how busy I am. I'm just I don't think I need monthly contact.
Actually, I think you will find, you may find that.
But you got to confirm you heard it. You don't blow into overcome. Say, I understand this is different. Do you see how you're demonstrating you're listening?
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't think I need monthly scheduled contact.
No, I hear you, Rob.
I know this is different.
I know this is different, but I think there's actually a lot to talk about, and I think you'll find that if we do it proactively like I'm suggesting, that it'll
let's stop. I don't think I need monthly contact. Your response, I know this is different. I think it's important. Could you try it for 3 months, and if it still feels like too much, I'll dial it back.
So don't go into an explanation. Just say, I know it's different. I think it's important.
Yep.
Can we try it for 3 months?
Would you try it for 3 months, and if it feels like too much, I'll dial it back.
Okay. So would you say, you said one point, there is a fair amount to discuss, but you leave
okay,
that out?
Will, you're doing so much better than you were doing 2 weeks ago. You're asking me specifics. You're going to know how to you know how to respond to this. But what you're trying to do here is you're trying to get your service model out and let them know, which is going to be different. I had a friend here in Nashville who was at Merrill Lynch. He had a $5 million plus relationship with Merrill Lynch, and he had not had a meaningful conversation with his FA in 9 months. That's the opportunity that's out there. When people hear that the number one reason people leave a firm they're not hearing from their FA. FAs say the number one reason they lose business is because they're not communicating with a client. So what you're doing here is this is what people want. This is people want to hear from the FA. So the client says it's too much. Your response is, I know it's different. That's called validation. You ever get in a disagreement with your wife?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be married 50 years in next June, and what my wife really wants to be is
old. That can't be. You're not 50 years old.
Yeah, I wish. Tell my knees. You want to be here. People want to be heard. So you got to make sure people are listening. I know this is different. Now if you blow right into overcoming the objection, they're not going to feel hurt. Bill, I know this is different, but I think it's important. Could you try it for 3 months, and then if it feels like too much, I'll dial it back. Okay, I'll give that a try. Terrific. My assistant, Audrey, will be in touch with you to begin the scheduling. We're not going to start until after Labor Day. All right?
Okay.
Okay, here's my objection. I want you to respond to it. No, I really don't want to try it for 3 months. I just don't think I need it. Validate you heard me. I know this is different.
I know this is different.
Yep.
Is no better than understand, not to get too picky, but.
Say it again?
I say, is the word no better than understand? Understand is
no, I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter. That doesn't, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay, I just said, you've tried to get me to try it for 3 months. I said, gosh, I just really want to do that. What's your response?
After I suggested, let's try it for 3 months.
And they still say, I don't want to do that.
Well,
your response is, I didn't get to this stage in my career by not listening to my clients.
Right.
Could we go ahead and set up the quarterly calls, the
okay.
quarterly
All right.
Oh, that'll be fine. I'm happy to do that. All right. Now you've got to be confident here, Will. Keep your eye on where we're going. When you get finished, you're going to have a concierge practice for a limited number of people. It's going to be planning-driven. You're going to have a formal investment process, and it's all going to be wrapped by unparalleled service. That's a hell of a brand. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So they say, okay, whatever. They say okay for the 12. They say, okay, I'll try it for 3 months. Or they say, okay, I'll do the quarterly reviews. Your response is terrific. I think you're going to like it. I'm excited about it. My assistant, Audrey, will be in touch with you to set up a time that works best for you. Okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. Now, you got to start having those calls. Will, okay. Once you get started, and here's something else that I think is, you and I are similar. Both of us, I'm a pretty.
I aspire to be similar. We are not similar.
Yeah, there's different types of personalities. I'm not the guy. my wife knows everybody. We can walk into a room and she knows everybody there, and I'm looking for the bar. If people want to feel your energy, if you, and I'm not talking about manipulating here, if you just raise your, I can talk to you like this, or I can talk to you like this. I'm just putting a little more oomph behind my voice. You with me?
I got it.
Okay, it makes a difference. Now, I want you to start making these calls. Call your best relationship. Well, I don't care who you call, but you got to start somewhere.
Start on my worst. I'm going to start on smaller ones.
Well, don't start offering monthly scheduled contact to people who aren't great clients. That's a different conversation. You got to start with people who you want to get.
Everybody who's in the practice is, assuming they're not a butler, everybody gets the same.
Yeah.
Supernova.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, your part of your homework for next week is reporting to me back on these calls.
Okay.
And Will, just trust me. If you go through it a couple of times, you'll feel it. Well, I think that's too much. Well, I understand this is different. Could you try it for 3 months? I don't want to try it for 3 months. Bill, on a regular basis, I take a step back and look at my practice. I've been doing this over the last couple of weeks, and I've decided to make some refinements. Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about them? Yeah, I'd love that. Well, I'm instituting a formal service model, and then you go through that. The reason I can do this to provide this level of service, I've instituted a $500,000 minimum for new business. I'm doing that for two reasons. Number one, I can never let the growth of my practice compromise the service I'm giving to my existing clients. And secondly, I always want to have room in my practice for new people who fit well. You'll start doing it, and it'll just flow, Will. Just trust it, okay?
I believe you. No, I'm starting to, no joke, the Kool-Aid's starting to take its effect. So seriously, I'm not joking, but I don't know how else to put it. I'm starting to believe, put it that way.
Good. I understand the Kool-Aid statement, but this is, it's not Kool-Aid, it's real. You make me sound like that guy down in South. Remember Jim Jones that poisoned all those people down somewhere in Central America?
That's where the metaphor came from. No, I'm definitely beginning to feel that if I can do this, it's actually I've been looking for. Actually, I really like it. And go ahead.
Let's get is Audrey there?
Yeah, she's here.
Okay.
Hi.
Good morning. Audrey, I'm going to have to do this fairly quickly. I think we can do it. I told Will I got to be out the door at the bottom of the hour. I got some grandpa duties.
All right.
Okay, so we've got what I want you to have in front of you is that packet that I sent you last week, Audrey. The document has 8 pages. We went through it quickly last week. I want to go through it a little more slowly this time. So if you got that in front of you.
She's going to grab it real fast, Ron.
And you also, there's another one that says Supernova Folder Information. That's the name of the, it's a one-page document. Again, you got it last week.
She went to fetch it, so.
Okay, do you have it?
Hold on a second now. Pull it up real fast here.
Back.
Got it?
Got it.
You got it all?
Okay, Will, can you sit where you can see this also?
Yeah.
Okay. Today we're talking about the first folder. That's the FA folder. This is the folder you keep, Will. Every time you walk into a meeting, you will have folder. Now, you can either buy these folders locally or
buy the suggested source, so I'm going to do that. I just didn't know how many to buy. Should I just buy as many as I need?
Well, here, if you go, it's called ontimesupplies.com.
Yeah, I went there last night.
If you type in Supernova in the search engine, it will take you to a Supernova package.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, now you, those folders come in packages of 10.
Okay.
You don't need to buy 100 right now.
All right.
I mean, do what you want to do.
No, I got you.
But call them on the phone. They're really easy to work with. We don't make any money on these folders. Cindy Bowie went out and found the best medical type folders she could find that do what ours do. In this blue folder, it's going to be your folder, your working folder. You have one for every client. It's got six places to put information. It's got a front and a back, and then there's four slots in between. So here, the inside cover, again, if you look at the Supernova folder information, we're going to talk about the inside cover. That's pages 1 and 2 in that packet. You got that in front of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you I don't care what your forms look like, Will. I just want you to be able to gather the information I want you to gather. You may be able to hit a button on the computer and it spits out something that gathers all this information. But the first page of the inside cover, the back of the folder, the first divider, is information on clients. I think it's important to know who their kids are. I think it's important you know who their grandkids are. I've got 6 grandkids. I love them. I spend a lot of time with them. I can talk about them all the time. You've probably experienced that with some of your clients. You don't have to gather all this. Some of this you already have, Will. You have this information already. The information that you don't have, you gather over time. You don't sit down with a client and do 50 questions. They don't like it, and you don't like it. Now, let me point out 2 boxes. See the 2 boxes at the bottom?
Yes.
Who prepares your tax return and who prepares your will?
Yeah.
You've got to gather that information. That's part of what you do when you have a plan. You need to know who their CPA is, and you need to know who their state attorney, planning attorney is. But that drives one of our acquisition strategies. I want to know who prepares their taxes. I want to know who did their will. What if they say, "Well, I don't have a will"? Then that's a whole different conversation. You're a CFP.
Right.
You know the importance of having a will. So that's the first page. Now, in that same part of the divider, you see that thing that says referral discussions?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be a tracking document. I want you to be able to go before you meet with a client and look at this folder. And if it's dry, if there's nothing on it, it's just a reminder to you to look for opportunities for referral conversations. Not ready to do that yet, but I want it in your folder. If somebody gives you a referral, and they will, I want you to be able to follow up with them. Ms. Jones, I really appreciate the referral to your sister. We had a great conversation. Thank you very much. You don't give them any specifics, but you close the loop. If they give you a referral, you owe it to them to tell them generally how it worked out. Okay?
Yes.
So that's the inside of the first folder. Okay, let's go to the second divider. Now, again, this is part of what you do, Will, is you're not a guy who watches the asset side of the balance sheet. There's so many advisors out there. All they're interested in is the asset side of the balance sheet. They don't care about the liabilities. They don't care about planning, whatever. These pages 3 and 4 or something like that goes in the second divider. And the purpose is I don't want to let anything go through the cracks. Some of this stuff, you're probably somebody you have at 72 isn't funding an IRA. but I want you to make sure that you have this, everything that is appropriate for the client you've discussed. Maybe I put money in my kids' IRAs, not every year, but a lot of years. You know, maybe that's a topic for discussion. A way to get something out of the estate, get it over to the kids. So this document or one like it that you like better, make sure that you discuss everything that's appropriate for the client. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, again, this is your folder. Now, let's go to the third divider. That's the talking fast. I'm going to slow down just a little bit. Place where you that we used to say, and I mentioned this last time, we used to say, here, we want you to put a statement in their statement, current statement in here. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of Audrey's time. It's a waste of money. It's a place for you to use in order to put things that you might want. You might want to put a performance report in there. You might want to put a financial plan, you're working on in there. You might want to put a Monte Carlo simulation in there. You know what that is, correct?
Yeah.
Just in case, well, I don't know. Well, I'm really a little scared after this back, you know, pull back and whatever. And you look in there and you say, well, I understand. You got to confirm. You can't just blow through that. I understand why you might be concerned, Ms. Jones. I think it's important that you know that you still have a 93% probability of hitting your goals. So that divider is there for whatever you might want to put in there. UBS used to have a document called in Progress Toward Goals, and that FAs would put that part of the file. So that's really a place for you to put things in there that you might use with a lot of clients. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go to the fourth divider. That's the cash flow analysis. You see that on page 6. Now. And then on page 7 is just an example of what that might look like. Well, this does not have to be done immediately. What I don't want to hear is, well, I can't roll out my scheduling yet because I don't have the cash flow analysis. You build that over time. You gather that information. You've done planning before. You know what it's like if you after you ask a client about 10 questions, they start getting a little fidgety, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So you gather that information over time. The fifth divider, and that's on page 7, excuse me, that's on page 8, would be your agenda for the meeting. You see an overview there at the top. You want to have, when you walk in with a client, you want to have an agenda. And part of what you're going to say when you talk to a client is, I have some things on my agenda, but before I get started, what's on your agenda? And I'll get to how the client organizes that next week. So that top part is what is just a general thing that you might want to use for, you know, I'm meeting with a client. I want to make sure I have my agenda right. That's just an overview. That's a skeleton. Down below is what that agenda might be for that meeting. Now, again, that's a heck of a lot to get in one meeting, but we're just trying to use an example. Maybe you've done a plan and you want to address implementing that plan. Remember, part of your brand is what? I have a fully implemented plan. There are a lot of plans that are done and they're never implemented. They just... And a plan, if you don't implement it, if you don't get the, again, you know this from law and being a CFP, is if somebody has assets registered the right way, they go over the will. There's a lot you might want to talk about. My son went through a divorce out in California. 6 months after the divorce, and it was not a friendly divorce, his wife was still the beneficiary of his retirement plan. Now, that's nuts, right? But he had other things on his mind. What you do, and this is one of the things you can do in your monthly meetings, is you hold the person accountable to get that plan implemented. Ms. Jones, we talked about setting up a life insurance trust. To do that, you know, you've got to get that life insurance out of your name for 3 years before it's outside your estate. You just you want to hold somebody accountable, and you do it through your monthly meetings, and you always want to have an agenda. You can't implement a plan all at once, but you hold somebody accountable for doing it, for getting it done. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay, the last part of your divider is blank line notebook paper for taking notes. I think it. I always took notes. I wanted to have specific recall of a previous conversation. That's there for you to make notes. A lot of and I know you've done this because I did it. I'd make notes on the back of an envelope on a yellow pad that disappeared, whatever. If when you're talking with a client and you're making notes, then you're not going to let anything fall through the cracks. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. We're at the bottom of the hour. I want to take a couple more minutes. Here's what I want you to do. Audrey, I want you to put together a sample folder. It doesn't have to be the ones you're going to order, but I want you to pick out one specific client, and I want you to put a folder together for Will. And then I want you to share that with Will to make sure there's nothing he wants to change. What I don't want you to do, you don't have the time to do it, is to put together 25 folders, and Will wanders in and says, you know what, I want to make some changes. That's not a good use of your time. So I want you, you can do it as simply as instead of having six-part divider, just get six folders to represent each one of those dividers,
okay,
and fill it in as best you can. And once you get that done, then we can start doing the real folders. Any questions, Will?
No, I'm good. You go be granddad, and I'll do my homework. And
well, I'm gonna prioritize for you. I'm not saying this stuff isn't important. They both aren't important. But the most important thing you can do is get on the phone with your clients and tell them about the refinements to your practice.
Okay.
All right. And then on a parallel path, Audrey can be putting together a folder. Audrey, what I would start doing is putting the templates in each of those six folders while you're waiting for the other ones to come in and just work from there. I mean, the last one's going to be real hard. You're going to have to put blank line notebook paper in there. I'll walk you through it, but I want you next week to bring those folders so we can discuss it. All right?
Okay. Have a great day with your grandchild or children.
Well, I taking them to gymnastics today. Will, if you've got my phone number, after you've made a couple of calls, if you want to talk about it or whatever, pick up the phone and call me. But these are fun calls to have. Clients are going to like hearing it. You're offering them something special. All right?
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.